A governance expert, Dr. Emil Debra, says the dismissal of the acting director of the Information Services Department is appropriate and in the right direction. He told Radio Ghana that in administration, there is a need for those in authority to take responsibility. He also asked the government to extend the punishment to those other Flagstaff House with oversight responsibility in printing the brochure.
What is important is that those who have been placed in any administrative position have a responsibility to execute their functions in a manner that will not put the name of that institution in disrepute. And so there is administrative responsibility and accountability as well. So if you were at the helm of affair and then you could not supervise even your subordinates to execute responsibilities of that institution in a manner that promotes the image of the organization, you could be dismissed or even resign. But in the case of the IDS, I think the responsibility lies with the one who has been dismissed to have ensured a proper execution of the responsibility assigned to that body. And at the same time, it should also be the appointing authority also to consider the other agency that was also responsible for executing an aspect of that duty, which that person did not. So it should be fair for all persons involved to see some of the punishment and not one person regarded as a scapegoat. If the president has dismissed the acting director, then we must also know what has happened to those who also supervised the acting director in what he did. What has happened to them? Did they also not see the errors that had been committed earlier? And what were the responsibilities of those at the castle? What were they supposed to do? And if they did not also do what they were supposed to do, they must equally be punished. And so I think that the punishment must be extended to all those who had certain responsibility to play in respect of the production of the brochure.